Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
There's negotiating tactics. You're working 20 different things at a time. These things happen. We try to.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's what we're going to do, because we like to be transparent here.
Freestyle Friday.
We're going to wrap up the Kuminga talk. I'm going to finish up with a couple calls here, and then we got to talk some Niners, because there's another team in the Bay.
Big game.
They're actually playing. We had Jonathan Kuminga's agent, Aaron Turner, on earlier today. If you want to hear the interview, go to the Odyssey app and download the app. It's an hour long. He got into everything, no doubt about it. And we've been talking about it all day. We'll talk about it for another 5 minutes, and then we'll jump to the San Francisco 49ers. So let's start out with Elijah in Oakland. What's up, Elijah? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at the base level, this is pretty simple. You know, the Warriors, it's all about getting ring five for Steph. Everyone knows that. They're trying to contend while they still got him. And so, you know, they got to answer themselves the question, does he help with that or not? If he doesn't, they should trade him. If he does, they should re-sign him, give him the contract he wants, and actually feature him. Or that they should have made this decision a long time ago is really what it is. They let it get to here. This has been the case for years. They can't decide if he fits in or not. But, you know, I hear a lot of the reason they say, oh, he doesn't fit with Steph, why he hasn't played more over the years. So I did just a little research because I was curious.
Mm.
And I found over the last 3 years, I didn't include his rookie year, he had played 29 games, or he played 30 minutes. Steph was active. In those games, he's averaging 26 and 54% shooting. So pretty good. And then people say, oh, but if he does that, then that means Steph, it's going to come at the expense of Steph. Well, in those games, Steph averaged 28 points on 48% shooting, which is above his average. And as far as does it affect winning, the team went 17-12 in those games, pretty good. And Kuminga was actually a net plus 132 in those games. So my question would be, if you see something that kind of works that well, and it makes sense that, you know, having another scorer on the floor to help take the pressure off of Steph, and who could help use Steph's gravity to, attack the lanes that get open. People are chasing Steph around.
So I think, and I appreciate it, Elijah. I think it's more playing Butler, Kuminga, and Draymond together.
But Before it was Wiggins.
No shooting.
It was Wiggins. You know,
right. And why were they able to be more successful with Wiggins? Because he shot 40% from three year.
I got you.
I think this is far less to do with Curry than it is with Butler and Draymond. They don't want to play Draymond a ton at center. But that would open up more playing time for Kuminga. Yeah. And I like, here's where I am. How do I want to put this? I don't believe in Kuminga, Butler, and Green. I do not believe in those. I don't believe.
See,
you can go anywhere with those
that's
three.
That's interesting.
There is just you have no shooting.
Well, they
with
lost
those
all
three
to Minnesota. I'll give you guys that. But
and so that's another
that
know.
Was enhanced. But Steiny, you're not going to have to if you got Curry out there. So those
you need
three.
More than one shooter.
No, I hear you.
I mean, you got. I mean, you got to have more than one shooter on the floor.
Do you
this
think
day,
Kuminga
this
will ever be 35% or high, 38% or higher from three?
Well, I think that's about his ceiling, 37.
Yeah. And he's 22. But if he was out there or in a system or on the floor in a game where he knew his head coach wasn't pissed off, if he was Jimmy Jack, and I'm serious, Donnie, 4-6-3, if he had the Zach LaVine green light wherever he's been, I think that makes guys relax. You know what? I can shoot this one, miss it. I'm going to still be able to ball out and get my 20, 32, 33 minutes. Like, all that matters to me, man. And when you're
Zach
so
LaVine
tight.
Shoots 40-plus from three.
I'm just saying a gunner.
So, in other words.
Give me somebody else.
One of the worst 3-point. Like, I would say Kuminga's better at going to the rim.
No doubt.
And mid-range. But you want him to shoot more threes.
But you admit that you have to admit there are players littered all over the league, and it's been this way forever.
He doesn't deserve to shoot 4-5 threes a game.
Now, that's a strong word, but there's some that can work on it during games.
Guru,
is my point.
Look at his look
no,
at
I
the,
got it, and it's went down. I saw it.
Eesh.
Thank you.
I see that. But, Steiny, again, I'm stealing from your playbook. He's 22.
Right.
He's 22.
Right, and he wants the keys.
Two. Thank you, Evan. Damn, man. How is this going to end up, man? I think I know.
Okay, tell everybody.
He'll be here. Though I think he's going to be here for the whole season. And I think that
That means he's going to walk for nothing.
Yeah.
That means he walks for nothing.
I think that's where we're going.
They trade him next summer.
Yeah. Can they?
No, like if they come to terms summer, then they could trade him next summer.
Yeah, I meant the qualifying. Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos.
Our man.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey, thank you for taking the call. First of all, congrats on that interview, Ged. Steiny, you may poo-poo this, but Guru, I just want to let you know when the national media takes clips of this, you might be heard around the country asking a question. And at worst, everyone's going to read quotes in articles that state something like, Agent Aaron Tucker said on the Steiny and Guru show, blah, blah, blah. So you just made it big. The boys behind the wall,
Evan,
they got a lot more work today.
Bobby.
The YouTube host got all the glory.
Bobby.
But we made the New York Times before.
Bobby.
And that was the Jeff interview Garcia. So
Bobby.
Jeff Garcia interview Bobby. So it's going to be hard to top that one.
Bobby, that may have been the way it was 30 years ago. But let me tell you how it goes now. Oh, yeah, Kuminga's agent was on with some station.
No way, bro. You know everyone has to quote sources. That's just the way it works. You know that. Everyone quotes sources. You guys will at least be in the print a lot. But
I'm
look,
out.
JK has already made. Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. So JK has already made $25 million in his career. So I don't quite get why that agent said, he hasn't made his life-changing money. That makes me laugh. But in any case, JK can afford to play this out. And honestly, one angle I didn't think about was to protect against injury. If he does take this qualifying offer, he's taking out insurance. So that's genius, and I love it. And I think this is just going to, there's really no risk to JK. I'll be honest with you. I don't think he's leaving any money on the table. Look, like everyone, I'm a fan of the team. But let's be honest, man. If any of us were JK, we'd be doing what the agent and JK are doing. And, Goo, you say, wait 2 years and the team is yours. Maybe.
Right.
But during those 2 years, do you get to showcase your skill set? Do you get to become a better player by being on the floor?
I got you.
Or do you just collect your DMP CDs for the next 2 years, right? And then who knows? Steph might be balling out in 2 years. You don't even know. Yeah. So look, while the qualifying offer will not happen per the reason Steiny said, it does not benefit either side. As soon as they get some sort of workable deal that they sign, that agent, A.A. Ron, will be on the phone as soon as that signed contract gets faxed back to the Warriors. So he's gone. I mean, look, the fact is he's gone. He's going to have a new contract so that both sides can benefit. But let's just say thank you for your service. And thank you for your time.
Wow, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Have a good weekend, man. Damn.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Bobby. All right, let's go to Priest.
I can't wait for this one.
Let's go to Priest.
Good timing, man.
Hey, Priest, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, folks. Can you hear me?
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, well, listen, man. I can't wait until this kid gets out of here. I swear I can't. I can't wait until he gets out of here. And I've been saying this for 2 years.
I know.
People keep talking about he needs to learn how to play. He can play for you. The Warriors ain't the only team that's going to win a championship. This ain't the only place he can learn how to play. He don't need them. They need him. He ain't never needed them. They need him. And if they don't need him and they think he can't play, he can't do this, he can't do that, then trade him and let him go. Why are you holding on to him? So to me, it's nauseating. Because all this dude gave the whole team and whole organization to Steph Curry, right? There ain't even no concept of the team no more, the Warriors. This is all about Steph Curry. Mm. I'm so sick of that, I don't know what to do. I don't care if he don't never win a championship. I don't care if they crash and burn. I just want this kid out of here so he can play, okay?
Mm. Wow.
That's my attitude. I'm sick and tired of all of them. I can't stand looking at Steve Kerr.
I'm looking at him right now on TV, Priest. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We got to get to the
He's been legal here lately, too. It's talking about fights and everything.
I got my own complaint.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's wrap it up with John in Toronto, and then we'll talk about...
Hello, how y'all doing?
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm all right. I just want to talk about a couple of things.
Yep.
Shout out to JK's agent, because everybody was saying JK should sign the $48 million and take it, and now the offer is up to $75 million. And everyone's mad at JK because he's not doing the Warriors a favor. And they've been doing JK dirty for the last 4 years. Mm. Scotty Barnes is the number one option on the Raptors. The Raptors won 25 games. And the following year, they won 30 games, and he got $257 million. If JK was on another team, he would have had $150 million. Like, just trade him. You have an offer on the table for Monk in the first round. Trade the kid. And if he comes back, it's going to be toxic. They're going to use him as a scapegoat. They're going to blame JK. They're going to just get rid of him. He doesn't want to play for Kerr. Kerr doesn't want him to play for him. It's simple.
Thanks,
just trade him.
Hey. Appreciate the call. The problem is, and this is the other, they don't like the deals, apparently. They don't like the deals. All right.
What you got?
Should we move on?
Oh, man. I think
everything.
It's time.
All right. 49ers.
Big game.
They're in a shamble. No, they're actually doing well. They're 2-0. He did it again.
No,
did you see that?
No, you bare down and looked at him. You poked him. You visually poked
you know
him
what?
With
both
your eyes.
Both of you
I saw it.
Go pounce
he
in.
Was minding his own.
He was
trying to
he
do what
his
we
eyes,
needed
and
him
if
to
you
do.
Didn't see that.
And you just set in on
it.
Him like some
go ahead.
Lion on the Serengeti, and you wanted him to do something to throw you off. I'm Team Evan right now. I saw
what.
It all happen.
Tell you what, try to
say
do
you're
something.
Sorry.
Try to do something here. Start a segment off for us, can you?
This might be the biggest game through 3 weeks in the NFL. And that is the San Francisco 49ers, yours truly, hosting the Arizona Cardinals. A division game.
No,
but what I want to happen is I want Mac Jones for another four quarters. Call me Dollar, because there is no way in hell you let Brock Purdy go out there and risk re-aggravating whatever's going on with the Joe Burrow turf toe.
And it's what's to me what's very interesting is he had the he had the exact same take Guru did 2 weeks ago at this exact same moment regarding Christian McCaffrey.
The whole
and Christian,
was.
Let me finish. Christian McCaffrey had 31 touches 2 days later.
The whole summit bought into that. The breaking news. Don't put that in me.
No, I'm just saying.
So
everybody was saying you can't play McCaffrey.
So, Stani, seriously, if he wakes up Sunday at 6 a.m., text Kyle, I can go, you would let him play?
You know what? Whatever the Niners decide, I'm okay with it.
All right.
I'm okay with it because I work from the back front. If he's playing, I'm going to assume he's healthy. If he doesn't play, I'm assuming he wasn't healthy.
But you can't
healthy.
Ignore what's gone on to
yes,
get
I can.
There.
What are you talking about? Can he play or not? Don't read more into it than that. Is he healthy enough to play? If he is, he will play. If he's not, he won't.
Okay. We're not in Portland. And we're not the Blazers.
I don't know what that
ship,
means.
But I'm about to tell you.
All right.
This will be Rip City. If Brock Purdy goes out there and re-aggravates that toe, our phone lines will break. And I will understand why. Because Stanley, he can play, but are you keeping him out of harm's way for in the future? Chesky said if they were 3-5, maybe the NFC Championship game. It's not the Super Bowl, Stani, and that's why you flip on me. You change. Like,
I don't
put money away for
I don't
a rainy
change.
Day, goo.
I think Evan will say that I'm very consistent. I find this conversation tiring.
Dibs.
And I believe that the 49ers, whatever decision they make, it'll be the smart one, believe it or not. I believe if they put him out there, that means
right,
they believe he's healthy enough
I got
to play and stay healthy.
But
like,
the difference between you and I is you need somebody to hold your hand.
I don't know what that
means. We are too old not to know what it is. I don't need a doctor to tell me what's going on right now or Sunday with the kid's toe. I know it cost him a game. I know Mac Jones looked great, so I'm operating under, I don't need a new report, and they may not have it. I just know I'm not risking the biscuit when I got a guy
you're
that can get us through another game.
You're right, and they won't risk the biscuit.
You like that? I don't know where I got it from.
Right, they won't risk it if they think he's not healthy. If he's healthy, then he will play, and he's a quarterback who's fair game like everybody else. Mm. And what if this? What if he plays, he's so healthy that the toe allows him to run at his normal speed, so he actually evades somebody on a scramble, and as he's going to the sideline, someone takes his head off, and he gets hurt, but it's not the toe.
Well,
is that
different.
His fault?
No, that's
okay.
That's
well, if he was a step quicker, he might have got out of bounds and not got decapitated.
No, the step quicker got him by the first guy.
I'm not so sure.
You are the best, man. I just, like, it's a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's a big toe.
That's an eight.
Like, I'm not saying whether Purdy plays or not isn't a big deal, but it's like all they're just going to live their life, the 49ers. And on Sunday, they'll be like, how you feeling, Brock? You know what? It feels great. Go play. How come? Because it's pro sports. It's pro sports.
It's more, it's more nuanced than that.
It isn't, actually.
It is.
It is not.
Call it like you think.
Thank you, Shannon.
So let's go here, and this is why I love myself sometimes. Had the Warriors had any indication that Steph's hammy was going to blow when it did in the playoffs, and it was going to cost him 5 minutes of a game, the previous game, he just couldn't play the last 5 minutes. Do you think the Warriors would have said, you know what, he can't play these 5 minutes because we can ill afford to be without him? Stani, they would have said, hey, we'll pay you to take him out. Because we won't be without him.
What are you saying? You're saying to me, hey, Steiny, after the fact.
No, before. If you knew that you were going to prevent that hamstring injury.
If they knew Curry was going to get hurt, would they have done anything to prevent it? Probably. Probably.
And that's why don't you put that here? Why do we, is it necessity?
You use the term risk. I don't use the term risk.
So you think he's healed?
They will, I don't know what he is. I will allow the Niners to make that expert decision, not me. I don't know. And you know, here's the other thing. And this is like a big one. Like, well, if he's 90, we don't know. Like, I have no idea what Brock Purdy's pain threshold is. I have no idea what Kittle's is. So we can't even compare. Like, when we say, well, is he 70%, 80? Like, we don't know if they've played at 70% before, and we didn't even know it because they just play through nicks and knacks and stuff like that. I mean, Brock Purdy might say, you know what? I mean, I was more hurt last year, or I was less hurt last year, or more hurt last year, yeah, and ended up playing. You know, last year I would have gone out and played.
But
with
you,
this.
Hey, and I'm not backing. There is no corners, Don. Nobody's boxing. But Spadoni said, and I love it. He said it to us, you, myself, and Butcher. There's just a part of me that wants to see Mac Jones Part 2. In another football game, four quarters, a different opponent. Do you have that feeling at all? Like, that's groovy to me. The fact that I'm going to be able to see what Mac Jones can do in a big game, an early big game. Like, there's got to be some of you that's like, ooh, I do. I would like to see Mac one more time. Forget to tell
me. I'm a fan. Sure, I'd like to see Mac.
I appreciate
Shanahan doesn't want, if Brock's available, he wants to go with Purdy. He doesn't need to see. He's seen Mac Jones play in practice for 3 months already. Like, I'm sure Purdy starts because Purdy is better than Mac Jones. So if Purdy can play, I gotta believe he's gonna play him.
All right,
here we go. This will be fun. Let's break it on. Okay, let me see. Okay, let's get all into it. When did Brock start to feel his toe got aggravated? Let's do panic radio.
I think it was just accumulation of certain plays and different moments in the game and stuff. So, I think I finished the game and it was more so like the adrenaline cooled down. And, you know, I was like, all right, something's wrong with my toe here. And obviously you go in, get an MRI and you get a diagnosis and all that. So I didn't really know until after, but obviously you go throughout a game and you get hit and go through certain things, but my mindset's always been like, you know, I can play and you gotta really take me off the field for something serious, but if I can walk and jog and throw a football, then I'm good to go. So like that was more so my mindset. And like I said, I didn't feel it till after.
Yeah, that sounds like a football player to me. He wants to play.
Yeah. It's too funny. I was watching Jason Kelce and his brother Travis Stoney. I don't know why. But Jason takes off his sock and shows us just where what turf toe is and where it starts and how far it goes up to and the ligament involved. And I was like, man, okay, I could see that giving him problems. But I just looked again here, Stoney. My friend Gray Sets in Vegas, she asked for a lock of the week. And the Niners are up to three. Back up to three, and I'm just telling you, we kind of had some fun with it all week. That leads me to believe maybe Brock is more readily available than we think.
More Brock Purdy. Hey, Brock, what are you doing to treat the injury? And Joe Burrow got hurt.
The orthotics and cleat, footwear and stuff, you know, we're going through that right now. But, yeah, there's been guys that wear, you know, the steel foundation that can help out with your toes and whatnot. Yeah, there's that. And then obviously, yeah, what happened to Joe sucks, man. And so I'm fortunate, you know, that I don't have to have surgery.
That steel toe, that's why in wrestling you will always see the referee do that thing with the feet because they check for a wrestler to have the steel toe. At least in Vince McMahon's wrestling, they did.
You are special.
They did.
You can't have
a steel toe in wrestling. You'd mess somebody up. So they check for the foreign object or the steel toe.
He can't
use a steel toe in a game.
No! Dude, I have, like, I'm calling my shot, and you guys can have fun with me Monday. He's not playing. Brock's not playing, Evan. Take it to the bank. Oh, that's
Fremont.
Hey, that's Fremont Bank, by the way.
That's Dibley's. Get off.
No compromises.
We'll be
none.
A then.
Zero compromises.
Take a West. Anybody.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Fremont Bank. How about once in a while? Just compromise. One time. Can you just compromise one time? That's it.
All
right. What's coming up on the game? It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. They don't compromise. And they are here for you. They're here for good. And don't forget, it was also sponsored by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm afraid.
Of what?
I think the older
you'll
you get,
never wake up?
No. Well, you're practicing dying. That's too much sleep.
I'm a journalist with words.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning. Good afternoon, everybody.
Oh, I was like, it ain't the morning, baby.
No, it was afternoon.
Something's waiting on me.
I just got to write something down real quick. Okay. Kyle Shanahan is talking to the media at 1:35. He's frequently late, but we will get you anything of import that he says right away. He's scheduled to talk at 1:35, but he may linger into the crossover and Willard and Dibbs show, but we will have it as soon as we have it.
Do you think he does it on purpose?
I'm going to say no.
Like, he shows up 10 minutes late to every single press conference.
He don't strike me as that guy.
No, I'll tell you what it is, though. I'm glad you asked that question, because I know what it is.
Because you do the same thing.
And this kind of bothers me a little bit, but...
Everything.
It's what coaches do. If you've ever been to a pro practice, like I have, multiple sports, you'd be very surprised at how regimented it is. I mean, it's down to, like, 11 o'clock stretching, 11:04, team groupings, 11:14, situational football, 11:30. You know, it's like that. And the same with the NBA sport I covered. And so they're very regimented during practice because that their team's important. Then they finish up practice and a PR guy goes, all right, now you got to go to the media. But the media is not the team. They don't really care about the media. It's a low priority for them, and dare I say, rightfully so. And so, hey, you got a 1:35 press conference, Kyle. He's going to tie up some loose ends regarding the football program, which is more important than media availability. And so that's why he's going to probably show up at 1:46.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is it is on purpose.
Yes and no.
Well, if every single detail of a practice is planned out, then it feels like that extra 10 minutes is also allocated towards the team as opposed to the media.
He's listening to Lil Wayne, Steiny. He's a rap fan. And you got to quit fence sitting. You do all that in the multiple practices, yeah, and then you're like on both sides.
Both sides of what?
You were like, I've
done it all. What's your point?
No, you got to come
I've
up with a
I've done it all.
Let's
like Bogey and McCall.
What does that mean, you've done it all?
I've seen, this is what, you know, I'm lucky. No. I've seen it from all angles. So I'm able to, when something goes on instantaneously, I'm able to process it from every viewpoint. Okay. Most people can only do that from a specific viewpoint.
Okay, but because Evan they're asked limited. You, does he do it on purpose? There's yes or no.
Yeah.
What? That's all. Just give us some clarity.
He does.
That's all we ask.
Although, it's a tough one, though. Let's go to Kevin in Cupertino. What's up, Kevin? How you doing?
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
No, you ain't kidding.
Which one of you said you trust the 49er medical staff?
I do.
Steiny.
I've never heard you guys say that out loud.
He's on the payroll.
Like the most injured team?
That's not the training staff. That's Kyle Shanahan.
What observational data do you have to trust the 49er medical staff, first of all?
I'll be quiet.
My second piece is I don't trust Shanahan. I was out in D.C. I saw his dad run RG3 into the ground.
That happened.
And because he wanted to play Kirk Cousins. We all thought he was more of a Cousins fan than he was RG3. And what makes this great radio talk, even though I'm tired of talking about this, is that now you have Mac Jones just in the same position as Kirk Cousins, kind of the favorite of the Shanahans. And so I don't trust Shanahans. I don't trust the medical department of the 49ers. So that's all I got.
Hold on, Kevin.
You like that?
Kevin. So are you telling me that in your heart of hearts, you believe Kyle wants to go with Mac Jones?
I think Kyle run his players into the ground.
All right.
And I don't think he has their safety as a number one concern. I think if you put him out, if you put out Brock with a bad toe, I think it'll ruin him. And so I think he'll play Mac Jones. I think this is all smoke and mirrors. Brock is not playing. He's saying he might play, so the Cardinals don't know who to game plan for. Brock is not playing.
That we can agree on, Kevin. I agree with you there that he's probably not going to play.
Yeah. And I was going to set an over-under on, Spadoni and Shasky had.
I thought you had a gripe. Don't you have a gripe today? I thought he said he had a gripe.
We were going to do the acting. A lot of people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We're upset we skipped it last week. We want to skip it again.
And by a lot of people, you mean one. One person brought it up.
Yeah, Dylan.
The new guy in sales who doesn't know better.
You guys missed the Higgin gave it to, I forgot to tell.
I hate when he does that.
I wanted to interrupt him.
What did he do?
just told him we're getting prepared for a show, which he knew, but he did it with a little.
You know what? Nahegan's wrong. and you know what?
I turned my back in Bears' life.
If we have a problem with what's his name?
Dylan.
If we have a problem with Dylan, we're in the same. We should go to our office.
I double back to Dylan saying, hey, it's a big day. We got the AG coming up. He's running high. I had to apologize for that. Hey, my boss gave it to him.
So let me get this straight.
He said preparation.
So let me get this straight. We're in the sales room.
Oh.
A salesperson is talking to us. And Nahegan tells the salesperson, stop bothering these guys. When we actually have an office that we can go into to get privacy, see, that's where I'm not afraid to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, we're wrong there. That's unfair to, what's his name?
Dylan. Hey, but Dylan was coming up with some roles for me to play, and I think that he had like, let him prepare. But Evan, I was embarrassed. I turned around. Like,
I mean, I'd rather do the acting.
Let's do that.
And
see, Evan has one for us.
Okay, Dylan had three scenarios for us.
But Evan's won out, though.
Oh, you know what?
His are so specific.
You got it. I know. It's unbelievable. Do you have one in mind?
Yeah. All right. So, obviously, earlier this week, ESPN needed to find a new host for First Take because Molly Karam left.
Wow.
It was announced that she's no longer part of the show. So, I believe it was 2 days ago they put out a press release saying that they're looking for, yes, a new host, but they'll have 30 to 45 days of essentially tryouts. So,
wow.
I thought you guys could put together, in however long you want, your audition tape to become the new host of ESPN First Take. So if you were moderating a Stephen A. Smith versus Dan Orlovsky, or a Stephen A. with whatever
Mad
sport
Dog
you
Russo.
Want.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, Mad Dog. You're mediating these two. How would you go about it, and what would you do?
Stephen
so you're
A.
Molly
Mad Dog
right
and
now.
Who?
And you.
Yeah, you're in between Stephen A. and Mad Dog.
Here we go, Stoddy. See you get. Can you do it?
So I've got to introduce a topic or something.
Yeah. And then as they get into it, you got to break, you know, you got to take control.
Jay Crawford.
He was the best.
Why don't you start? Because I never watched the show.
All right. So I'm auditioning.
I got
Stephen A. And we'll say.
Yeah, this is your dream job.
No, it's not to be the moderator. Chris Canty. Stephen A. and Chris Canty.
Yeah.
All right.
The topic's going to be, should Brock Purdy play this Sunday versus the Arizona Cardinals? Okay, gents. We got a big game this Sunday in the Bay, but the question is, we all saw Mac Jones last week. Backup quarterback had success. Should the Niners, Stephen A. and Chris, allow Brock Purdy to play this Sunday? Stephen?
Don't be disrespectful.
Am I really doing this now?
Yeah. Just say anything.
You gotta be careful.
I'll leave that up to the team.
Okay, Chris, hold on. It's not your turn, Chris. Is that how you truly feel? Because we're going to revisit this Monday. All right, Chris, what do you got?
I can't. Am I him too?
Yeah, you're Chris too.
I think you got to sit him out, not just 1 week, maybe even multiple weeks. This is your new franchise quarterback.
Well, that's great, Chris, because I'm thinking.
So the moderator interrupts?
That's why I would be fired. I would interrupt. Evan, I can't do it. That's terrible.
I failed. Yeah, I would.
Because you don't talk much in that job. Well, you do, you know?
Three, two,
all right, here we go.
One. All right, welcome back to First Take. Matt Steinmetz along with Mike and the Mad Dog and Stephen A. Smith. And I'll be moderating. And the big topic today, ladies and gentlemen, is whether or not Brock Purdy should play this weekend for the San Francisco 49ers. Got a little turf toe, guys. And it's a big decision. They just paid Brock, of course, in the offseason. And I always start with the loudest. So let's go to Stephen A. Smith. Stephen, what do you think?
Stoney, they better be careful. They better be careful. That's what I think, Stoney.
All right, who's the way? Chris Canty?
Yeah,
Chris, what do you think? By the way, it's Mike. It's Mad Dog and then Mike Francesa.
Yes.
But he's not really on our show. Mike Francesa.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that Vontae loves that dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Vontae got a little mad at us yesterday.
Not me.
We stole this bit about the eating for free. I calmed. But I had to break the news to him. When you go, you know what? You know where I'm going.
I don't.
He didn't come up with division games or Ebony,
I'm going to say
we learned a lot this week.
I'm going to be honest. That Bonte love, but no, I love. We love B.
You can't be giving quotes to people that didn't come up with them.
The pigskin, Steiny.
I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm dead serious here.
B,
you guys are the biggest haters that I've ever been around as it relates to this.
What?
That's right. And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you why, is because Bonte Hill, for years and years and years, has been talking about how division games in the NFL are different. They're just different. When did Bonte start here? 7 years ago? You know what? For the first couple years, I didn't think much of it. Over the last 2 or 3 years, I'm like, you know what? Little son of a gun, Bonte. He's right.
But it's
like,
been around since the beginning of football.
Would you let me finish?
And I love
please?
You, B. Yeah. Hey,
so the reality is, it's not, you guys can't stand that I'm giving Bonte credit for something. That's really what's going on here.
No, it's
you
not.
Guys have a problem with
Spadoni was
Bonte
in on it
praise.
Too. No,
yes, you do. There's no
Jimmy
other way
the
around
Greek
it.
Said that
this, is known, this is known as being a hater.
Steiny, Howard Cosell said division games are tough. And you act like he created something new.
It bothers you guys so much that something Bonte said resonated with me. No, you can't handle it.
No,
like, you guys cannot handle it.
We tell
it.
You stuff all the time, yeah. And all you do is tell us to shut up.
It doesn't just resonate.
We all looked at each other like, wow, he put Bonte
resonated with that.
Took 4 years.
Like, come on, man. You act like he came up with the slogan. That thing has been around the pigskins.
Who came up with it? First of all, they change division games every year.
But you know what I mean. Division games.
You're so jealous.
Look, I'm going
you guys are jealous of games. Bonte. You guys are jealous of Bonte.
I told him. He was laughing.
The way you say it, it's like it's the 11th
all.
Commandment.
That's all. He can't
Come
cure
on.
Cancer. Starting division games are tough, guys.
You know what? I would respect this more if you would say something like, you know what? Come to think of it, I might sit Purdy this weekend. Yeah. I might. You know why?
Why?
Because one thing we know is division games are a little bit different. And because they're different, I just don't think I'd put him in harm's way.
This dude is incredible. Oh.
Oh, yeah. God. Bonte. No,
that's my
man.
Dude, been saying it forever. Then you on a Thursday say, you know right. what? That is as profound as it comes, Evan. I just had a problem with it. That's all. Okay. But he's right. Division games are tricky.
No, they're different.
hey, where are you watching the game?
Which one?
The one we're talking about, Niners-Cardinals.
You only watch the Niners anyways.
Yeah, for real. And Tulane.
Tulane, I watch.
Oh,
Tulane's 12:30 against Ole Miss.
No one's watching
Nobody,
that.
Stop.
Do you want to bet? It's ESPN National.
Is it?
Yes,
if it's a big college game, it's not on ESPN.
Everybody doesn't have that one either, Stoney. The ESPN National.
No, it's not ESPNU. It's the real ESPN.
Oh, they're on.
Yes.
What, 12:30?
12:30.
12:30 is not the big game.
Oh, please.
4:30, ABC.
It's 3:30 in Oxford. That's the big game. See, they're playing at 3:30 in Oxford, Mississippi.
Oh, I'm aware. That doesn't make it big, though.
It's a big game. It is a big game.
I tell you, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Now, the 49ers. Oh, my God. Hold that. You know what? Take it away.
My oldest, Donovan, remember you forgot about him. He's having twins. Or his girlfriend, Sienna's having twins.
Oh, my God.
Grandpa Goo.
Man. Congratulations.
I'm still hooping. I don't like the grandpa part, but I'm still, it's a blessing, right?
We'll see.
You jumped right past Unc.
Dude, see, that's the stuff. Still hooping.
When's she expecting?
Well, they just found out. So about two, they just had their first doctor appointment. So I guess another 9 months.
So
that
clearly they don't
where.
Know gender or anything at this point.
But you got to hope to Johnson that it's a boy. What if it's a boy and a girl? That's when you're winning, right? Twins? I get to show them how to hit, shoot.
Oh, no.
Huh? Oh, dude. I thought we had Kuminga news. Anyway, Steiny, wow.
Congratulations. Yeah.
To the Frenchwoods, too. That's
I don't know.
Sienna Frenchwood. I know her dad. We played ball together.
Oh, that's her name.
Yeah, that's
what's
his
her name?
Name. Sienna Frenchwood.
Sienna
Frenchwood.
That's a great name. Are you serious? Their last name is Frenchwood?
Yeah. Like, what's up?
That's a great name. I mean, that's the best name I've heard since Carter Chickering.
I've never heard
Sienna,
that one.
Yeah. Not Sienna.
Yeah, that's her first name.
Sienna Frenchwood.
Yeah. Yep.
It's always pretty cool when the last name is the dope one because you can't change that one.
I agree.
But like my buddy you met, this is the strongest name ever. It's elegant. Carrington Galloway. That's a name. Answer the door in a robe. Cigar. Bring the rolls around front.
By the way.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, I'm still looking for the first photo.
Our acting was horrible.
I think I told you this before.
That was horrible acting.
Have you ever seen a photo where a guy smokes a guitar? I mean, where a guy smokes a cigar
okay.
And doesn't look like a tool?
Tony Soprano.
You can't
he did it
smoke
all the time.
A cigar
he did it all the time.
And not look like a horse's behind.
Tony Soprano did it all the time.
I think I know why Steiny's feels this way.
Oh,
it's because of Michael Jordan.
And there it is. Evan knows you.
It's just, it's a bad look.
You called him MJ earlier. I was shocked. Whoa.
Wait, what?
You called Michael. You referred to him as MJ. I love that.
When?
I don't, but earlier today, you probably did it. But he just figured you out.
Who did?
Evan.
About what?
Your thing with tools is Mike used to smoke the cigars.
First of all, millions of people smoke cigars.
But Mike.
Many of the men. You know what? You ever see the photo of Bird? Taking the cigar out of Red Auerbach's mouth and putting it in his mouth and puffing. I was like, Bird looks like a tool right there.
Not to me.
We all smoked cigars at Kenny's party.
I didn't.
I was late.
Something about cigars. I like the smell.
Yeah, they're too
I like the smell. Of course he did. I like the smell, but I don't like to smoke them at all.
Let me see what B
Plus,
said.
What's the point of smoking some if you don't inhale?
It's the flavor.
I'm out.
Now, Bonte did say, he just texted me, guys. Now I feel bad, Evan. You should, too. He never said he coined the phrase.
Steiny is giving it to him.
Yeah, but see, that's what our problem was. You act like he did.
Guru, when he said it, it resonated with me. That's all that matters.
Now I feel like a hater. Right. B, we know we love you, but he never said
I coined the phrase. You are so jealous. And I know what it is now. I know what it is. You know what I'm going to start doing, buddy? I'm going to do this. And I should do more
Evan,
of it.
Stop.
I'm going to start saying, great point, Goo. I'm going to start saying that more. You know what, Goo? I like that thought.
I'm not the guy that when they say great questions, I jump up and down. I'm not in it for that stuff.
Johnny in Oakland has advice for you, Goo. Should we take? I would assume it's.
As long as it's about divisional games.
Bonte said he never coined a phrase. He's right. You act like
I never
he did,
said he coined it.
But you celebrated it
That's
like
right.
that.
And now I'm going to celebrate it for the rest of my tenure on San Francisco radio because I know how much it bothers you to praise a former teammate. Look, it's Johnny. What's going on, buddy? Oh, God.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, Johnny?
So I just jumped in my car and I caught the last little second of hearing Drew's gun.
Yeah.
I had twins 3 years ago, and I wanted to give some advice.
Okay, are you a father?
As a grandpa.
Oh, as a grandfather. Go ahead.
I'm a father. I got lucky. We got a son and a daughter. It was amazing. It's been amazing, but it is hell. It is one of the hardest things of all time. If I didn't have the my wife's mom living literally 10 minutes away from us, picking up the kids when we can't and helping us when we can't, it is not possible for your son and the baby mama to do it on their own. I hope that you're going to be a great grandpa and you're going to chip in everywhere you can, change diapers, get the kids some naps too. Like, man, I'm not talking about the babies. I'm talking about your kid. Get them to nap every now and then. It is hard.
Wow.
And I am 3 years in, still hard.
Congrats, man. So he's got a boy and a girl, and she's got a great set of parents. The Frenchwood, so it takes a village. Norm, what's that going to do to him? He'll be a great grandma.
Wow. Now, my mom loves being a great grandmother.
Oh, so she's experienced.
I'm not kidding.
You think the gray will come in more now?
Whose?
Mine.
I don't know. You're not having the kid. You're probably not even going to help.
I raise three now.
Well,
what?
Kinda.
All the baby, dude.
Me
gets
a book. Most of the credit. Just come on.
Now you sound like Vonte.
No, me is.
Him and Shasky did a show one day, and they were talking about the kids in college. I never told them it hurt me, but they kind of gave me a most of the credit.
Of course.
Fathers. Evan, I'm like, dude, I had a 2.8 in Logan.
I mean, fathers are useless the first 3 years. That's pretty obvious.
Speaking from experience?
Yes. Yeah. And
I don't like that.
You're useless for 23 years.
Well, that's why when you're congratulating anyone, never congratulate the husband.
Well.
On what?
Yeah.
Well.
Donovan.
Yeah, congrats, Gil.
Young D, thank you.
How old's D?
Man, Michael Jordan, MJ, 23. Wow. Yeah, young.
Buddy, you are going to have to take an active role.
No doubt.
And how far does he live from you?
He's in San Jose. So, you know, ignore him.
See, I'm trying to have a serious conversation. Are they going to stay in San Jose?
So Donovan texts me. He's listening to the show, and he just heard me shout him out, and he didn't know. Yeah, so right now they're that's the plan.
So how far is San Jose from Norm's?
15, 20 minutes of traffic?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I thought you were like an hour or two.
Yep.
All right, you're going to make it happen.
Yep. And you can come over and help too.
Well, the nice thing is now you'll have a chance to be a better grandfather than you were a father.
That's I think I'm in the Father Hall of Fame, but yeah, that's what you strive for.
You can't, like, here's
dude, two
I
at
got
one
bad
time?
News for you. I got bad
that's
news for you.
That's incredible, E.
You and I can never be in the Father Hall of Fame.
See, and this is what really truly bothers me.
We can't.
You put Willard in there and you just guess.
No,
but
I'm
he's
not
a good dad.
Well,
he puts the photos on IG, and I took that offense to that.
It's a money issue. We don't make enough money to ever be in the Father of the Year conversation.
You can't buy your love, though, Sonny.
No, I know, but you can put him over the top. You can put him over the top, and that's why.
Well, Willard's in radio too.
Yeah, but Willard squirrels it away. Willard squirreled it away, and Willard had a terrific career before he even got here.
Dude, you are incredible.
Dude, Willard's
man.
Got like 17 side hustles.
Look at
He's
you
a worker.
Look at you being
He's
dibs.
A worker.
You count
All right, crossover next. Also, What's Bugging You? Sponsored by Atco Pest Control. And where are you? That segment brought to you by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Steiny, you're off, bro. Way off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.